Couple of games that were on the schedule for the Tri-County boys last week. They were both postponed due to weather. That was a week ago tonight at Winston, and then Friday night, a home tilt against East Harrison. We're joined here by the head coach of the Mustangs, Dylan Lowry. And, Coach, there's not a ton of time left in the regular season, about 3 weeks until districts, and those are conference games, so those will be made up at some point. Do you have dates for those already?
We're still working on those, painting a few. We are looking at Winston, the February 7th, I do believe, but still up in the air for a few others. We're definitely getting them on the road, but maybe it'll be a busy week. That's just how it is when you got to get those conference games in.
Well, you got that tournament here, too, in a couple of weeks up at Mercer, so that complicates matters for trying to get HDC games in, but we'll see what happens with some of those. Your team, Coach... Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, I always think, okay, yeah, what angle I'm going to go with Coach today, and boy, yeah, a good Osborne team last night, and you make a run at them in the fourth quarter, you end up 1 point short, 53-52. Had to be proud of the boys, and they played hard. To end up that short, though, had to be disappointing for the Mustangs.
That's for sure. We came out kind of flat in the beginning, and you kind of have to expect that after just about a week off due to snow and practice here and there. But we came out, especially in the second half, real strong to make a real big comeback in the game. But to come up short, you know, it's tough. But you need to realize that Osborne is a good team, and we can play with them. And whenever we really push it, we can make a big comeback. And that's what really matters.
Unless there's a huge upset, and I mean really big, because Princeton is a really, really good number one seed. I would expect that they'll handle Union Star tonight, but, you know, that's why they play the games. But chances are that you're going to play Union Star tomorrow night at 8:15. Seems like, yeah, you have played them already, and, you know, they got you, Coach. So if it is Union Star tomorrow, your team could be pretty motivated to say, hey, let's get a win, let's get back at this team, and let's play Friday night.
That's for sure. It'll be a definite rematch that we are looking forward to, and pending Union Star. But we came out flat once again in that game, and I think we're playing a lot better ball now. Get a good practice back in the routine tonight to get ready to go for that next game will be a big deal. I think the kids are ready to get back in that routine, and Union Star is definitely one that we've circled. We kind of know what to expect, but we have to come out ready to go as soon as we step on the floor, and being able to use that Osborne game as a motivator, I think can be really important as well.
And, you know, you're at the point, too, where, you know, we talked about, and you just mentioned it, that your team is playing a lot better since the turn of the year. You got three victories, one at Holiday Hoops against King City. You beat Tyne Avalon, you beat Gilman City. You took a step back at the South Harrison tournament, then the one-point loss last night. So now, you know, the boys are on a streak that they don't want to be on now, that where they've lost a few in a row. So, you know, trying to get back in the win column is going to be a big opportunity for your guys on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's just one of those, they have to put your foot down and say, we're done losing these games. Those close games, they help us. They teach us a lot of things whenever you get in those big moments of being able to rely on your teammates, being able to trust them. And I think we've had enough of those situations that we're tired of being on that other end. And trusting the teammates takes time. And I think we're right there on that right path.
When you're rebuilding, Coach, there are different steps that the guys can kind of get to, and you say, okay, we've got to that step. Now it's the next step. It's pretty clear here that over the last 2-3 weeks that your young team has taken a step with their level of play, and that can be a lot of things, but is there one thing that you look at and say, I think we've figured this part out, and that's making us better? Is there one thing you've seen here from January 1st that the boys have done better?
Moving the ball. I think that's the big key thing that we've been able to do. We were dribbling too much. We were trying to penetrate on our own, and we're sharing it, we're passing, we're looking for those open cuts, and whenever you use your team, it makes it really hard for the defensive end to be able to keep up, but a lot of it has to do with our defense, and whenever we really are working hard and every guy on the floor is stepping up, it makes it pretty tough for a team to score. But if we're not sprinting back, we have one person not getting there, it turns into layups, and that's what kind of happened in the South Harrison tournament for us. We just weren't quite prepared for everyone to get back, and so we took a little step, but we came out ready, and we moved the ball in the second half last night, and I think that'll help us further in the year.
Yeah, you have an interesting offense, coaches. I'm looking at some of the guys that scored last night. You had Garrett with 17 and Derek Curtis with 11 and Noah Tomlinson 11. So I'm looking at your offense going, you know, there's not that one guy for Tri-County yet that has established themselves as a go-to guy and, you know, a guy who's going to get you 15, 20 points a night. But when your team is going well, you have a pretty deep roster and you have a lot of different options that could potentially get you points.
And that's what's kind of exciting to see. We haven't had that the past couple of years. We have been building, but now we have those young guys that are stepping to scoring positions, and we have a lot of guys that can do it. And whenever you have that many different threats, someone else can step up if someone's having an off night. It's going to help us out, but that's not very often in high school basketball where you have that many people. And so if we can all get together, come districts later on the season, I think we've keep getting that next step, and we just got to keep moving forward.
I think is the message for the boys' coaches. I'm looking at this scoring summary, and you lost by one. But if you just take the second half, you outscored Osborne 32 to 19, rather. And that's a really effective second half. So if you just say, hey, let's look at this game just for a second half, we'll take the first half and just say we were rusty. We had to, you know, work out some of those things because we hadn't been in the gym for a while. If you just look at last night's game as a second half game, you got some things that you can build on.
Yeah, and I, at the end of the night, that's kind of what we talked about. It's always discouraging to lose after a comeback. You get that close to it, but trying to realize that we had a great second half. We played ball really well. We played as a team, and we came back, we just came out too flat in the beginning, so they need to be able to take those key things that they're able to do, be able to score, be able to adjust in our defense, and that was the big adjustment, that we came out ready to go, and we haven't been able to do that in the second half. That's not really our style so far, is to have a huge comeback, and they show that they want to play. They want to be in that game.
If you just take the Gilman City tournament at this point, because you're a 5 seed, so if the seeds were to hold, you'd have a couple of semifinals on Wednesday and then a consolation final on Friday. If you just take the consolation side of the bracket and you say, okay, let's make this a little 4-team tournament where if your team has the highest seed, you'd be favored to win that. Can you go out there and get the job done at that point? That would be an interesting test to just kind of look at the next three, four days with the Mustangs with that angle.
And that's for sure. We'll definitely go one game at a time. Moving forward, but it's one of those it would have been tough on either side, and we have to make sure that we come out ready to go, and we haven't been able to go a couple wins in a tournament in a very long time, and I haven't been able to do coaching here yet, and so if we can come out ready to go, get a couple wins, it'd still be a huge victory for our boys. Just take the consolation side, and we're going to go there strong, and we'll be ready to go.
Everything's an opportunity in high school sports. There's no question about that. If the seeds were to hold, and there's a couple of games tonight, but you have Tri-County, Gilman City, Union Star, and East Harrison. North Harrison and East Harrison are playing tonight at 8:15, and Princeton and Union Star boys at 5:45. Princeton coming to that game on a 9-game winning streak. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs with your game late tomorrow night.
Thank you.